I can't proofread. Ask anyone who's ever read something I've written before it's been looked at by somebody else. I could probably mistype my own name and never notice. There are lots of folks like me who just can't see typos, and others who can't help but see them. I remember going to a fancy restaurant with my wife, and before I even started to scan the menu, she saw several typos. For her, they just jumped off the page. For me, typos hide in the corners, and I just can't find them. Fortunately, technology is helping those like me catch our misspellings before they ever go public. Word processing programs, even email programs, will catch misspellings, but not misusage. Even though technology helps, one can still send out missives with mistakes. Thus, it has been my practice for years. When I have something important to send out, I have somebody else read it first. An extra set of eyes, particularly one who has not seen the document before, can find mistakes that I just don't see. And this is an issue I've dealt with my entire life. But recently, I've been thinking about it more, given the fact that the current administration seems to have a similar problem. Whether it's misspelling the name of the Prime Minister of England, or the word attacker in a tweet, or publishing a pre-inauguration poster writing to T-O rather than to T-O-O, or even misspelling the word hereby. Unfortunately for this administration, the list goes on. As one who has struggled with this problem myself, I have some advice for the administration and the president himself. I'd suggest they appoint someone to be editor-in-chief. Before anything goes out for public consumption, somebody who has not worked on the document proofs it, especially those early morning tweets. Another benefit of having someone read the tweets before they're launched is maybe, just maybe, some of those more extreme tweets would never see the light of day. Misspellings can be construed as being careless, but bizarre tweets can send a nation reeling and cause problems where none really exist. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.